Maize is a stable crop in East Africa, but with a shallow root system, the plant is heavily dependent on moisture within the soil. Farmer Philip Macau has a maize granary installed in his own living room. The success of his crop is down to a drought-tolerant seed called KDV4.
In that three-quarter acre, I was getting less than a bag. But now after we got the dry seed company seeds, there has been a great change. I am getting five bags in that small area.
Dryland Seed Company sells three types of a drought-tolerant maize seed. Edna Nagila is the co-director of the company.
They appreciate our seed. They are saying they are not losing a season anymore. Before they were losing a season. We only have two seasons in a year to grow our food. So it's if you missed the last season, for example, it means you don't have food until the next season. That will take them about 8 to 9 months to grow another food.
Scientists have been working to create plant varieties that can better deal with unfavorable weather conditions. KDV4 is one of the around 20 varieties in Kenya known as drought-tolerant maize. Dr. James Gethy is the national coordinator of the maize program at the Kenya Agricultural Research Institute.
And the process that we start is we plant all the different types of varieties, sometimes going up to hundreds, into a field like this. And then after reaching a stage just before they flower, you withdraw the water. And once you withdraw the water, the plants grow, simulating an environment where the rain has stopped. And then at the end of the season, you check at all the different varieties that you have and check the ones that have done the best.
A recent study predicts that drought-tolerant varieties of maize could boost harvests in 13 African countries by up to one-third and generate up to $1.5 billion. For CRI, I'm Sui.